join the conversation, you can text 411-923, email info at rosieonthehouse.com, or call 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bob joins us online. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've had a problem in my house for many, many years with especially in the summertime, with a sewer-like odor, or maybe like somebody had gone number two. And it just seems 99% of the time it's in the evening only. And I cannot figure this thing out. I've got two buddies who've got plumber outfits, and they don't know. I know it's not the wax ring on the toilet. I've replaced I make sure I got water in the traps. The only thing I'm thinking is I got two air conditioning units on my roof. And I'm wondering, the vent pipe is kind of close to it, and I've raised it up. So at this point, I have no idea what's causing this.
So your plumbing exhaust vent that goes through the roof, it's a PVC pipe.
Right.
You've extended the height of that?
I have. I mean, right now I took it back off because before I try it, and it didn't seem to help. So I don't know that pulls the air in. You know, I'm not real up on air conditioning, so I don't know that really pulls in the air, but I've done that.
How high did you extend it?
Oh, probably 3 foot.
That should have done it. And it's not that it would, next to the air conditioning doesn't really matter, unless it was a swamp cooler, because swamp coolers will pull in outside air, and air conditioning unit recycles your internal air. So the common thing we see is actually in the evening when we get the breeze out of the southwest is it creates a negative pressure on the vent if it's too close to the roof. You've got to get it above that air break. But 3 feet should have solved that. In your case where it hasn't, and I'm trying to find it online because it's been a while since I used it. Rosie has them on his house, and he knows the product name right off the top, but there is, I think if odor eaters maybe, it's a mechanical cleaner that they put on top of the plumbing vent. And I bet in
like
there,
a check valve or something?
You know, it's a charcoal air filter. And that has eliminated the problem when extending it by itself doesn't do it. It's just
from what I've read and over the years, it seems like those vents should be above the peak of the roof, and it's pretty far down the roof, so I don't know if I could peak it. It's thinking it'd be 8 foot tall.
And that's where the mechanical charcoal filter would solve that problem when we can't get it high enough, or for whatever reason, you said 8 feet. That's a
yeah.
You have to add extra supports just to keep it right, keep it on.
Yeah. So is this something that just goes on top of I believe it's 2 inch or 1.5 inch, the ABS that comes up the vent pipe. It just attaches to that.
That's it, just like fitting two pieces of pipe together. It's got a housing that you just slide over the top. And we will make sure we've got your information and get you that specific product name. It was designed for originally modular housing, and we just happened to, I can't remember who it was, that first tried that, but it was about 12 years ago. And when 90% of the odor problems in homes are solved by extending that plumbing vent, and the 10% that it doesn't, another 8% of those of that are adding that filter, then it brings our success rate up to about 98%. And then past that, we call in an indoor air quality specialist and start doing some diagnosing, because those really do solve that many problems. I don't know why they don't. I guess it's just because it looks tacky. Extend them higher, but over that ridge, it creates, when that wind blows, it creates that negative pressure, and it pushes that methane gas that's exhausting from your plumbing vent back into the house. And as you say, it's not a pleasant odor. So we'll get those to you. I'm not having any. I thought it was odor eaters, but no need to No need. We'll see if we can get Rosie on a lifeline. He's somewhere on the road between Moab and Phoenix. My youngest sister, Carol Grace, is a sophomore now at Grand Canyon Christian University out of Denver. They helped her drive back up, and then he and Mom are taking the scenic route back down to Phoenix, and then over the next, expect him back. He said maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I don't know. Just depends on what they see along the way. I do know Mom caught her first trout via fly fishing. I think it was either yesterday or Thursday as they were venturing through the Rockies. So safe travels, and we'll see them back here next week for a broadcast. I think we're in studio next week. Yeah, we're in studio. I don't think we're back out on the road for a couple months here, so it'll be nice to stay put one time. We do like being out on the road, but we do like to catch up from time to time. That being back in studio. So 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'd like to welcome Arizona Outdoor Lighting as the newest partner, Arizona Outdoor Landscape Lighting. It's azoutdoorlighting.com. You can find them in the lighting category at rosieonthehouse.com, the landscape lighting and lighting sections. It's quite an art to really do nightscaping, and it's a lot of people, man, what a waste of time and money. But done right, it extends your whole living season through the winter. It's dark at 5:30 in the winter. I'm not even home sometimes till 6:30. And you can't do anything out there, but a nice outdoor lighting when the weather's absolutely perfect. You've got that nice, crisp desert air, usually somewhere around the 40s or 50s. And, oh, man, talk about extending your outdoor living season. I mean, that's why one of the great benefits to Arizona, sea climate. You know, we've got a great climate, so take advantage of it. And we've got plenty of tools to extend it in the summer, and we've got plenty of tools to extend your outdoor living in the winter. Congratulations and welcome to Rosie on the House. If you're a contractor and you're looking to join the number one referral network in the state of Arizona, as voted by Ranking Arizona 8 years in a row now, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the slider. Once you see the second slider come up, you'll have an option right there. Become a certified partner. You can click on that and start on the online application process. We are selective in who we bring on. It's the hardest screening process, and you have to sign a complaint resolution policy that states anytime a problem is solved, that Rosie on the House has the ultimate authority in how that will be resolved. But we do our part to screen so tightly that we don't end up having to deal with complaints. But if one does come up, we do have a written policy which no other referral network will get involved in, to the extent we do, to make sure you, the Arizona homeowner, are protected, safe, satisfied, and it's a quality of living that that we have the standard for. So we did. We are looking for handymen. We are short on handymen, and we are short on an electrician in Tucson and in Prescott, Flagstaff. So if you're an electrician in those markets or a handyman anywhere in the state of Arizona, we have room. And we're also looking for masons. Masonry is hard, and as well as concrete, because so many times our callers and our listeners, you know, they're in a home and they're looking for repair work. And it's to stay in business as a repair contractor in masonry is very difficult. I mean, it takes a lot of work to get there and set up, and you know, you can't just move from job to job to job very quickly. So you've got to be able to recoup your cost of showing up, setting up, and if it's a job that once you're all set up takes 20 minutes and done, that's a hard sell. Yeah, hey, we're here 20 minutes, that'll be $450. What? Man, insurance, workman's comp, business operations, licensing, you know, it's just the reality. So it's a hard one to find. You really need to find a masonry contractor who has the install division, but also has the helps support the repair division for customer service. And we're looking for masons, handymen, and electricians in Prescott, Sedona, Flagstaff, and Tucson for the electrical trade. Handyman and masons were looking statewide. So RosieOnTheHouse.com is where you get started. Back to our callers. We've got a full line here, starting next with Jen. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you? John, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I had a question. I went to a presentation the other day, and they were promoting that they could save maybe 30 to 50% of your air conditioning bill by putting a fan in your attic, or not attic, but you know what I mean, between the roof and the mm-hmm. insulation. And then they said a radiation solar blanket, you know, it's kind of like a real thin thing with a little piece of insulation between two aluminum layers or something like that, silver layers. And then the other thing they had was ceramic paint that supposedly blocked radiation, where they couldn't use that blanket. They'd paint that on your ceiling inside the house. And then the other thing they had was a synthetic oil for your air conditioner. And I think there, one of them was like a catalyst that would get clean all the oil from the inside of your pipes and the air conditioner and condenser and stuff to make it more efficient again. And then also it might, I think it, the second oil lowered the temperature or something in the evaporator or something. I forget. So I was just wondering, my feeling is maybe the fan and maybe that synthetic oil stuff would accomplish most of it. But I was just wondering your feelings on those different things as far as lowering your air conditioning bill, because you know, the delta T in the attic, if you get your temperature down from 150 down to 107 or whatever, I would think that would make the most difference just by itself. But that cleaning in the air conditioner, I just wanted your thoughts on those three different things.
And a lot of these, oh, you know what? I've got about 30 seconds here before the break. So we will finish the conversation on the backside. But let me ask you of the break. John, what a lot of these events, they're done around a meal. Did they feed you lunch or dinner, or did you get a meal out of it anyway?
Yeah, you get a meal, and then I think that it's a little bit overpriced, but if it does save that much, there's, you know, the payback. Well, for me, the payback wasn't that much because I think my bill at the most has ever been $300 in the summer, and the rest of the year it's about $47 to $80 on electricity. But
yeah, we'll crunch the math after the break. But if you got dinner at that presentation, that's the most valuable thing you got there.